Father Rashi, the commentary had not been re-edited, not been completed, so the Rashbam finished it. And anyone who has studied the Talmud will know that the Rashbam does not have the gift of being nearly as concise as his grandfather was. But the Rashbam is the conduit through which we have the appreciation of Rashi. He was a very wealthy man. He was in the sheep and goat business, which was the textile business. They lived off the milk of the goats and off of the wool of the sheep. The Rashbam has an interesting, between two brothers, between the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam, we have a dispute. The Rashbam used to send his daughter to check the goyim when they milked the goats, so that it would be Chol of Yisroel. And the Rabbeinu Tam said that's not sufficient. And he also said it's dangerous for him to send his daughter by the poyerim who are milking. The Rabbeinu Tam The Rashbam devoted his entire life to the further exposition of the commentary of his grandfather, of Rashi. And in fact, the name Tosfos originally meant an addition to Rashi. However, as the school and the yeshiva, and these were all wealthy men, so they did not have to give, which was, by the way, the method throughout the Jewish world of the time, that the yeshivas were privately supported by rabbis who themselves had wealth. So it was not a matter of public collections, public funding, as it is, for instance, in our time. Of course, we don't have any wealthy rabbis in our time. That's part of the problem. But the Rashbam's yeshiva eventually developed so that the Tosfos became additions, not only to Rashi, it became additions to the Talmud itself. It continued the Talmudic discourse, which had been interrupted for about 500 years. Now the Talmudic discourse continued again, because the style of the Bali Tosfos, the style of the Rashbam, was to compare cases, compare different volumes of the Talmud, ask questions from one place to the other. It's literally the same system of study, the same system of study that exists in the Talmud. And therefore, that's why it became, Tosfos became an addition to the Gemara itself. Today, whenever we think of Gemara, we think of Gemara, the Talmud, of the commentary of Rashi, and of the additions of the Tosfos. Those, they go together. It's called Gefes. Gemara, Pirush, Rashi, Tosfos. They go together. When you say someone studies Talmud, that's what we mean by studying Talmud. The text, studying the commentary of Rashi, studying the comments, the notes, the questions, the discussion of Tosfos. There was a second brother, the Rivom, Rabbeinu Yitzhak ben Meir, the Rivom. The second brother, who was also a great scholar, died at an early age. He died before he was 30. And the Rashbam writes that he left over a family of 7 children, Yesomim. And the Rabbeinu Tam writes how they married off the widow. The surviving brother put up the money, etc., in order to make sure that the widow would be able to remarry successfully, and that the children would be raised in a home that had a father and a mother. The third brother, who's the most famous of the brothers, is Rabbeinu Yaakov, who was called Rabbeinu Tam, from the word, from the posuk, from the verse in the Torah of Yaakov Ish Tom Yoshev Oholim. Yaakov was Ish Tom. So the word Tom here does not mean simple. The word Tom here means I don't know what